Good afternoon, you beautiful people. This is DJ Hatsaw coming to you live from Radio Laurier. Today, I unfortunately do not have a special guest with me, but we will be talking about all the vast topics covering Laurier, and personally, I'll be telling some stories from my military experience. I'm only a private, unfortunately, but I have BMQ and BMQ land experience, so I'll be telling you about all those fun experiences. And we'll talk about all the small things. Speaking of all the small things, we have a song from Blink-182 coming up next. We have all the small things. If you want to contact us at any time, please tweet at me at the Radial DJ Hatsaw or at the Bravo Sierra Hour. So as I said, today we'll be talking about all the things encompassing university, Laurier, and personal military experience. So we're starting off with freedom of expression, specifically freedom of speech, and then moving into my military talk. So here's all the small things from Blink-182. And we're back. This is DJ Hatsaw talking to you live from Radio Laurier. Like I said in the intro, we are talking about free speech today on campus. So, personally, I am a strong advocate for free speech, especially when it comes to university and Laurier in particular. For all those that don't know, a year ago, Laurier had a bit of an incident with Lindsay Shepherd. We had a conversation about this a couple episodes ago with we had a conversation. Essentially what happened was she was TA here at Laurier, and I'd love to have her on the show, but she showed a video of Jordan Peterson, who is a controversial speaker from the University of Toronto, and she showed a clip of him debating gender pronouns, and that sort of went out of control just because she presented it on a neutral ground, and then that was said that it was bad because it was like showing Hitler. At least that's what the administrative board said. And then she got hauled in front of a whole bunch of people that would have taken away her teaching assistant's position and then just taken away her master's degree in general. So then from there, she started her own club here at Laurier. Personally, I forget the name right now, but it'll come to me eventually. They're the Laurier Club for Open Inquisition, something like that. And they basically have speakers from the left, from the right, and they just have them come talk on campus, and it's a really great club. So then, eventually, she was demonized more by the school, and now her and Jordan Peterson, the man that she showed in the clip in her tutorial, are now suing the university for defamation of character, I guess. And I think that's a really big problem, just because in today's political climate, people tend to lean more left. And personally, I identify as centrist. I think that liberals have a good idea and conservatives have a good idea, but not all the policies on both sides I agree with. But universities in particular tend to lean more to the liberal side, especially extreme liberalism. And I think that this is probably not the best ideology because they're not allowing conservative speakers, for example, Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, anyone like that, onto campus to speak. And if they do come on campus, there are very, very heavy protests against them. For example, I went to a speaker here at Laurier before I was a student, and they had a huge protest. I forget exactly who the speaker was. She was conservative, but I can't exactly remember what she was talking about. Unfortunately, I think it was something to do with Native American land rights. And so we started the talk with an introduction, sort of someone coming up, Master of Ceremonies, just to sort of introduce her. And he starts talking and he says, well, this event could be shut down for by many things due to the protesters outside. For example, and just before he says the first example, the fire alarm goes off and he says, this was the first example. The protesters who were extreme social justice warriors, well, I don't want to say extreme, but they were social justice warriors, because if I'm being honest, no social justice warrior is extreme. They're all fairly extreme, but they had pulled the fire alarm, unfortunately, and that caused the speaker to not be able to speak at all. She hadn't even said a word yet, and they'd already shut us down. So we went down to the monument where the World War II vets are commemorated. I'm pretty sure anyone who goes to Laurier knows this statue. It's very iconic, and we went down there. She said a few words, and then she left. But there was a huge protest outside. I walked by it on the way back home, and there was the communist flag, a whole bunch of socialist flags, and honestly, I don't know what to say to that, because we live in a democratic society where people should be able to say what they want to say. I was just reminded that I just received a message that the club is El Soy. I am actually a member of El Soy. I highly promote their group. Anywho, back to the conversation. And yeah, I just think that no matter what, no matter what your political views, no matter what, you think on Trudeau or Trump or whatever, honestly, I do not support Trump. He's not the best president in the world, honestly. I don't agree with him on a variety of policies, and personally, I think he's not the greatest person in the world. But no matter what you think on Trump or Trudeau or anyone really, Rob Ford, I think you should be able to voice your opinion, even if it's an unpopular opinion. And on university campuses nowadays, I think that's very limited, just because, like I said before, the liberal ideology is really taken over, and I have no problem with liberals in general. They're very nice people, very open, and I can very much appreciate that. You know, with the LGBTQ plus community, I can really appreciate their openness as opposed to conservatives, but I really think we need to embrace more the idea of public speaking and, you know, having people that may not be the most popular people in the world, but still have an opinion nonetheless on politics and things like that. They still need to have a voice nonetheless. So I believe that even though they may not be the most popular people in the world, conservatives should have a voice on college campuses and in our political climate nowadays, just because, as we know, Trump was elected down the states, and I think that's seen as a major political swing, just because liberalism in general has taken a large turn for the best. You know, it's heading up. Most people in my generation, anyways, identify as liberal or socialist, either way. And I believe that conservatism is coming back. However, I think we need to moderate both sides. Anywho, we're going to take a quick musical break. If you want to tweet me any songs that you want to hear today, please tweet me at DJ Hacksaw, at the real DJ Hacksaw, or at the Bravo Sierra Hour. We'll be playing music all day, talking about political commentary and military stories. Feel free to tweet us, message us at any time. Thank you. This is Hero from Steal It. And we're back. Hopefully you didn't miss me too much. I know that was an amazing song, personally one of my favorites. Still, it is personally one of my favorite bands, but that's a side note. Anywho, there was a recent controversy back on the topic of free speech. There's a controversy on SNL recently. One of the public actors on SNL made a joke about a Republican senator who was running for office in the midterm elections. I'm not too informed on American politics, but He was running for midterms, and he was a disabled war vet. Very good man. He served over in Iraq, and he unfortunately received a wound to his eye, wears an eye patch now, and he was brought up on SNL because he wears an eye patch, and they made a joke about him being a vet, a wounded vet, and it was received with a lot of negative implications. It was felt that they made the joke just because he was Republican. And again, that ties back to lots of liberal ideology attacking Republicans. Again, Republicans attack liberals a lot too, but then he came on SNL about a week later, and they had a very, very touching talk about disabled war vets and just how we should always remember that veterans give us the freedom that we have today. And there's a very nice saying I actually heard recently. It was, if you ate today, thank a farmer. If you ate in peace, thank a veteran. And I think that really ties into that entire speech. Now, moving on to some other topics, a little more lighthearted. Black Friday is coming up. Black Friday, as we know, a whole bunch of sales on merchandise from Gucci to just video games, and it's a great time, honestly, and I think that, you know, Black Friday really embodies the Western civilization nowadays because it really shows us what consumerism is. Of course, we have all these sales, all these free stuff, not free, but very discounted things, and I think that, personally, I don't usually partake in Black Fridays because I'm a college student, and we don't have a lot of money, unfortunately. The Army pays me well, but we don't get a lot of money from other things, you know, because we were usually paying for textbooks and things like that. But I think Black Friday in particular is a good commentary on just how much we care about getting things that represent status, you know, like a Gucci shirt or handbag or whatever. And I think that's a good thing to think about going into the Christmas season because it is after Remembrance Day. I usually don't, you know, endorse Christmas until after Remembrance Day. So I think we should really think about, we are so lucky to live in Canada just because we are able to focus on buying things and having so much here, so much freedom and stuff. But why do we need all these things that give us status? You know, I have a friend, she is very fashion conscious. She likes to buy things from any number of, you know, Gucci. I don't know many fashion brands, unfortunately, so I'll be naming off Gucci a lot, but she likes to buy a lot of fashion things for women, and personally, I think that in general, this consumerism ideology is not probably the best, because we spend all our money on, you know, things that will not last in the future. You know, there's a saying that he who dies with the most toys is nonetheless dead. We may have all these things right now, but in the future, it won't really matter, unfortunately. So I think, you know, Black Friday is really a commentary on what we are as Western society. You know, buying things, selling things for cheap, but it doesn't amount to much other than a small status bump. And, you know, Black Friday in general is honestly fun. You know, you get things for cheap, but it's probably not what we should be celebrating. We should be celebrating us coming together for the holidays. So again, I'll reiterate that you can tweet us at any time with any thoughts you might have on Black Friday. Today's episode will be now focused more on Black Friday than freedom of speech. You can tweet us at any time at the Real DJ Hacksaw or at the Bravo Sierra Hour on Twitter. We also have an Instagram page, the Bravo Sierra Hour. You can tweet us, comment on our most recent post, just things you think about Black Friday. We want to know your opinion of Black Friday. Is it more of a representation of status and buying things for personal status, or is it just a good day to buy things on sale? Please let us know what your thoughts on Black Friday and on freedom of speech on campus. Let us know on our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And we're also accepting song requests. Any song you want to hear, we will happily play for you. Just, again, tweet us, Facebook, Instagram. And right now we'll be playing a song by Selena Gomez, Wolves.
In your eyes there's a heavy blue, one to love and one to lose, sweet divine, the heavy truth.
And we're back, folks. Hope you didn't miss me too much. Now, before we go on, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my friend Maya. It's her birthday on the weekend, and I did promise her a shout-out. So, Maya Savard, this is your shout-out. Love you to death. You have a great birthday on Saturday. Now, continuing on. With just Black Friday in general, what are your favorite stores to go to on Black Friday? Personally, I know I've sort of Black Friday for a long time, for a little bit now, but personally, I still partake in it. It's a fun time. Personally, I'm a huge gamer, and I love going to, EB Games, all those fun places. But what are your favorite places to go to on Black Friday? I personally go to EB Games a lot. You know, they've got discounted handheld devices, PSP. Things like that, PlayStation Portables, for those who don't play video games a lot, but PSP, Nintendo DS, all those things. But what's your favorite store to go to on Black Friday? I'd love to hear from you guys. Tweet at me at DJ Hacksaw or the real DJ Hacksaw or Bravo Sierra Hour. I'd love to hear from you guys. And we're going to be doing a poll soon just to see top three Black Friday stores. And also, I've heard a lot of people go to the States on Black Friday because they have quote-unquote cheaper prices, but really, with the currency changeover, it's not that cheap. So I'd love to hear your opinions on, do you go to the U.S. for Black Friday, or do you stay in Canada and just go to another store? If so, what store do you go to? This next song is from a new rapper named I Am The Storm. It's Beast Mode by I Am The Storm.
Take cover, my friend.
And we're back. We're talking about Black Friday here, folks, because it is coming up. And we have a Twitter poll online right now on the Bravo Sierra Twitter page if you want to vote. So I have put up, do you go to the U.S. for Black Friday, or do you stay in Canada and shop here? Now, we've had one response so far, and it's been that they stay in the U.S. This person has said that they stay in the U.S. Stay in Canada, sorry. Just because the prices are cheaper. Not cheaper, but the Canadian dollar is not strong enough to go into the U.S. But if you are considering going to shop this Black Friday, I've got some good deals for you. From a website called, I can't name it, called mentalfloss.com. And they have the top 10 Black Friday deals for electronics, clothing, all that stuff. So as far as clothing goes, the overall discounts, number 10 is Shopko. So if you want a good deal, they have 45.23% off all their clothes on Black Friday. Number 9 is Fred Meyer. They have 45.3% off. Number 8 is Macy's. I've heard that's very popular. I personally have never been, but it has 48.74% off. Very good deal. Number seven is Dick's Sporting Goods. That name let me kicked off the air. But they have 49.94% discounts. They're very good deals on sporting equipment, things like that. So if your kids play hockey, football, anything like that, they could go there, get some good discounts on sporting equipment. Number six is Payless Shoe Source. If you need a new pair of Yeezys, things like that, go to Payless Shoe Source. They don't sponsor me, but hey, I'll give them a promo anyways. They give 50.34% off. New York and Company is number five. They give 54.52% off. Don't know what exactly is. Oh, pardon me. But they give 54.52% off. Sorry, I got off for some reason. Number four is Kohl's. They give 60.76% off. Ooh, that's a good deal. Number three is Stage. They give 62.808% off. Another good deal. Number two is JCPenney. Very popular. Oh, yeah. They give 65.13% off. So if you want a really good deal, go to JCPenney on Black Friday, 65.13% off. Most of their products, I don't know exactly their promo, but, you know, always a good time. And number one is Belk. Never heard of Belk in my life, but apparently they give 68.91% off. So almost 69% off all products in store for clothing. That, personally, I don't shop for a lot of clothing. I go to Value Village. They have good flannels. I wear a lot of flannels, and they tend to have good deals. But Belk has almost 69% off most of their products for clothing. So if you want good clothing deals on Black Friday, go to Belk's. Now, as far as sporting as electronics go, because I know we have a video game store, video game club here at Laurier, and they're probably looking for new stuff. We have a lot of good deals for them as well. At Walmart, it's number five. They have 39.61% off all electronics. So that's a good deal. You want to go buy yourself a new Xbox, new TV, things like that. You can go there. Again, Belk's. Belk's is coming up a lot. They got good deals. They have 41.32% off. So Belk's seems to be the place to be if you want clothing and electronics. Must be a superstore. So they got 41.32% off electronics. And Staples, number three, of course, Staples. It was either Staples or Best Buy. So Staples has 42.26% off their products for electronics. Great deal. Number two is Academy Sports Plus Outdoors. Don't know if they have that in Canada, but it's 46.28% off. I think that's one of those places you gotta go down to the States for, unfortunately. But hey, you know, 46.28% off, that's almost 47% off all of your electronic needs, so it's again, phones, video games, all that good stuff. You can go there. Now, again, Fred Meyer's number one. Fred Meyer's wrote about our last list for clothing, another superstore. They have 51.96% off. That's almost 52%, folks. 52% off their electronics. Let me tell you something. You go to a store, you get yourself an older generation iPhone that maybe is $100. You're getting that for $50. Let me tell you something, that's a good deal. That is a good deal right there. You go to Fred Meyer, you buy yourself a nice iPhone. Maybe you need an upgrade from an iPhone 6S to an iPhone 7. Hey, that's a good deal. Now, we're moving on to phones and computers specifically. So, and unfortunately, it's mostly American stores for phones and computers. I'll just tell you right off, Lenovo, is number one with 40%. Seems like a good deal, 40% off a phone. Again, you're paying $100 for a new phone. You get $60 for a new phone, iPhone 7. I'm promoting iPhone because I got one, but, you know, you go to Lenovo, you get yourself a nice iPhone 7 for $60. Seems like a good deal to me. We got a lot of good deals on Black Friday. Now, if you're doing Christmas shopping, folks, Christmas coming up fast. Well, not too fast, but about a month and 9 days away. So, the top five toy places to go. So, Meijer is number five with 43.48% off. That's almost 44%, folks. Listen, seems like a good deal to me. Personally, I only buy from my little sister and my brothers. Haven't bought little toys in a little while, maybe from a little cousin, but you never know. Then, if you buy online, I've heard lots of people go online, you know, do that online shopping, Amazon, all that good stuff. Jet.com sells 43.91% off, their toys. So if you've got a little niece or nephew, maybe a kid, you go to jet.com. You want delivery, you got all that good stuff. You get delivery, jet.com, 43.91% off. That's 44%, folks. You get good toys. I'm assuming they got, you know, all the good stuff I'm not up to date with. But, you know, again, JCPenney comes in on this list. Whew, JCPenney's just rotting it with the discounts, folks. JCPenney seems like the place to be. 47.41% off. That's almost 50% off, folks. Almost 50% off at JCPenney for toys. That honestly, you load JCPenney, get yourself a couple new sets of clothes, get yourself an electronic, and then for the little niece or nephew that needs maybe a new Lego set, you load there, get 47.41% off. That's 48%, rounded to 50. Ooh, you are set. You are saving money like Al Capone. I don't know. Then number two is Belk. Belk, I've never heard of in my life, but they have a very good deal on right now. 53.89%. That's almost 55%, folks. And they are selling good toys, good for the entire family, I hope. You know, I know most kids are into Fortnite nowadays. You probably got a Fortnite gift card. Sell them, you know, buy those new skins, new weapons, all that stuff. I know my little brothers Aiden and Lillis are really into Fortnite, so you could probably get a Fortnite gift card. All that good stuff down at Belk. Now, number one is Stage. Stage is selling Black Friday gifts at 55.78% off. That's right, 55.78% off. That's almost 60%, folks. Almost 60% off all toys in store. I don't know if they can do that for gift cards. I know personally I worked at Shoppers Drug Mart for a few years. We can't do percents off gift cards, but you know, you go to a Stage, you get yourself a nice Lego set for your kids. Nice, you know, a couple of video games for them. I don't know what kids do nowadays. I'm 19, don't know what kids do nowadays, but, you know, you get yourself a nice Legos, a few toys, whatever. Stage, almost 60% off. It's a great time. You go there, you know, you get your kids some nice, nice, fun toys. But what's your favorite store to shop at, personally? Personally, I, again, love EB Games just because I am a gamer and I buy a lot of video game accessories. I have all those fun pops, you know, the bobbleheads and things like that. But, you know, pops have really taken over nowadays. And I personally have so many, maybe 8 or 9, and they're really good. And yeah, maybe you get your kids a couple of those at EB Games, too. I hear EB Games has good discounts on Black Friday, but anywho, tweet at me which store you like to shop at the most during Black Friday. Right now, we have The Middle.
Take a seat.
And we're back, folks. Now, I know during my tweeting and Instagramming, I did promise you guys a military story. As you know, for constant listeners and for those just tuning in, I am in the military reserves. I am a private in the 31 Combat Engineer Regiment, 48th Squadron. Amazing group of people, amazing people all around. And over the summer, I went on a exercise down in the U.S. Don't want to say where, but it was a great time. And I actually got to spend some time with some U.S. Marines. They are the strongest, toughest people in the world. They are, don't know if I can say this on air, but they're very badass. They are the nicest people I've ever met. And so for the first week of the exercise, not the first week, first few days, I was on general duties, GD. So that means you help clean up dishes after everyone's eaten. You wipe down tables and you clean out the washrooms at night. So I was, cleaning out, just changing out the toilet paper. Had to walk from one barracks to another in order to change the toilet paper in one of the barracks. And I had to pass by the Marines barracks. And they were all having a good time just because, you know, it was the last night on the base. And they were all partying and whatnot. And so they start shouting at us, "Hey, are you from Canada?" Me and it was me, and a couple of friends who also in the service, a couple infantry guys. Love the infantry to death, by the way. Even though I'm a combat engineer, they are tough people, very tough people. And so we were on GD, and we passed by the Marines barracks, and they say, "Hey, Canada, right?" We were like, "Yeah." They start saying the "Oh, Canada" to us. We sort of say, "Oh, yeah, whatever." They were a bit, they had a couple beers in them at that point, and they yell at us, "Hey, our country's sort of messed up at this point because of Trump. Maybe we'll come to you guys instead." We're like, "Ha ha ha, all right. We have a smaller budget than you guys, but hey, sure, come." I mean, hey, if you want to enlist in the reserves or the Red Force, it's honestly the best job you could get. I've met so many great people there, and you get to spend time with all our allies, all our close allies in war. I mean, you get to meet Marines. Obviously, that's great. And the picture I posted yesterday, to promote today's show was me with a whole bunch of Marines. I look so out of place. Those guys are intense. They have very, very rough training, and they are some of the toughest people I have ever met in my life. They go through so much, and they are honestly, they are the sweetest and nicest people in the world. Remembrance Day just passed, so I think we should honestly respect those who serve. And I'm not just saying that for me, I'm saying that because I have very little experience in the Canadian Armed Forces, but I'm saying that for those who have gone overseas, maybe lost their lives, and I think we should respect those, especially those in Canada, but also those in the U.S. And honestly, I couldn't say enough good things about my time so far in the military. It is honestly a phenomenal experience. So if any of you listening out there right now are considering a job in the military and just want to go in, based off my personal experience, it is a great time. Can't speak for everyone, of course, but just off of what I've experienced, yeah, it's probably the hardest experience you will ever go through in your life. Basic training for me and basic land training for me was very hard. You spent time in trench. You did a foxhole. I don't want to call them trenches anymore because we don't use trenches anymore. But you did a foxhole. You spend it in there with one or two other guys. Spend maybe a week, 2 weeks in there with two other guys. But you get to know those guys, and they are your brothers or sisters, just as, you know, for the rest of your life. You do not abandon those people. They are the greatest people in the world, honestly. I was in a trench with Katie, who was still in high school. He is tough, he is strong, he is a great guy. And I also had another guy in my trench, Cucci, actually was his name. He is up in London, I want to say. He works at a pizza. And he was our C9 gunner. For all those who don't know, a C9 is the Canadian light machine gun. He was our light machine gunner, and he was just the best guy I've ever met. I did BMQ and BMQ land. For those who don't speak Army, that's basic military qualifications course and basic military qualifications land course. He is the nicest guy I've ever met in my life. He was the unofficial dad of our course. We had another guy, Hook, Private Hook. He's a combat engineer with me. He's up in St. Thomas. He was another great guy who I absolute respect, love to death. But Cucci, he was personally a good friend of mine. And he's still, you know, working hard, doing the reserves. And he's manager of the Pizza Pizza. Like I said, he's a phenomenal human being. I just remember spending so much time in that foxhole with him. You get to know them so well. And I just want to say, if you want to join the military, do it. Just do it. Don't second guess yourself. And if you can't, maybe you have a family, maybe you have school to go to, maybe, you know, you have other dedications to go to, join the reserves. That's what I'm doing right now. And obviously it varies depending on your different traits. You know, personally, I'm a combat engineer, so I go through BMQ, basic military qualifications, and BMQ land. If you're infantry, you don't do BMQ land, because the BMQ land is essentially a shortened version of the military, traits qualification, because they handle a lot more, a different variety of assault rifles, light machine guns, things like that. But if you're anything other than infantry, so that'd be artillery, signals, things like that, you go through BMQ land. And then from there, you go through your trades qualification. I personally can't speak to the combat engineer trades qualification or any other trades qualification because I haven't gone through it yet. But from what I've heard, it's a phenomenal experience. For me, I know I'll be going up to Gagetown, New Brunswick in the summer, going through my trades qualification. And from what I've heard, it's a great experience. You learn a lot. You learn how to build bridges. You learn how to handle different combat scenarios. And it's just a phenomenal thing. If you don't want to maybe handle explosives or like machine guns, you can always become a SIGS operator or a clerk. We always need more clerks. They've been dating on me a lot to become a clerk. There's the guy, Private Horn. He's the clerk at our unit. Great guy. I love him to death. And he's always saying, Hastel, become a clerk. We need more clerks in the Army. So if you maybe don't want to handle, you know, machine guns or, you know, don't feel comfortable around guns, then you can go through BMQ land. Then that's the only time you'll have to handle that. Then you can go to become a clerk. You can choose any, well, I don't want to say you can choose any unit you want, but you'll have a certain choice of units you can go to. You can be an infantry clerk, you can be a combat engineer clerk, you can be an artillery clerk. And you are part of the artillery or the combat engineers or SIGs or whatever unit you choose, but you're a clerk, and they make sure we get paid on time. And we definitely appreciate our clerks up in St. Thomas, where my main unit is. We have some great clerks up there, make sure we get all our pay, get on the courses we need to get on so we can get promoted, things like that. So if you don't like guns but still want to serve your country, become a military clerk. And honestly, it's probably going to be the best experience you'll ever get because you'll spend time with so many people and get really close to them, and you still get to go on, you know, parades and things like that. I went on a Remembrance Day parade recently on November 11th. And all the clerks were there, all the combat engineers were there, and it was honestly one of the best times I've ever had. So many people came out. I appreciate all those people that came out. I know my family came out, my uncle and aunt, Aunt Kim, Uncle Jeff, if you're listening, thank you for coming out. I appreciate you a lot. I know my family is listening right now, and I appreciate you guys coming out a lot. Love you guys to death. So, and just speaking from personal experience, just you get to experience so much. You get to go on exercises that you wouldn't get to go on civilian side, and you get to meet friends that you are friends with for life. You are brothers and sisters in green, and I know that sounds cheesy, but honestly, the Army is probably the best experience I've ever had in my life. I tried to join a fraternity. I've done so many martial arts, and all those people that I did martial arts with, you know, jiu-jitsu, judo, karate, wrestling, all those people, they're great people, phenomenal people. I still consider those people my closest friends, you know, but the people that I meet in the Army, they're just, there's a whole new level of that. I mean, my family, my mother, my father, my siblings, they're blood, but, and I love them to death, but there's just something about people, in, you know, that are willing to put on their CAD pad and, you know, go out, serve their country, that you really connect with that. And I don't know if anyone else has had that experience. If you have, feel free to tweet at me. Just talk about your personal experience connecting to someone that you'd really felt close to. And I'm always listening. And if you do wear the colors of your country and go out and serve, I thank you for your service. I'd just like to thank you if you're listening. Personally, I'm in the reserves, so I still count as Army, but those people who have given their lives for our country or something else. So I'd just like to say thank you, and if you ever want to join the military, do it. Go regular forces, go reserves, go Navy, go Air Force. You know, it's a great time all around, and it's just the respect you get from certain people, it's just amazing. Personally, I found that there's not a person alive that wouldn't respect people who are willing to live their lives for other people. And personally, I'm a bit religious. I go to church every Sunday, and I, you know, I am a Christian, and there's a verse in the Bible that says, you shall know no greater love than this than to lay down your life for your friends. And I truly believe that the military really embodies that. So thank you to all the military personnel serving. And you really are giants of your community. And in respect to you, I have a special song going out to all the military personnel. Since you are giants of your community, I am playing Running with Giants by Thousand Foot Crutch. This has been the Bravo Sierra Hour, and thank you for tuning in.